This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 16th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather is sunny across most of Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a warm day, while Tel Aviv sees clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures remain comfortable, perfect weather for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Hezbollah is waiting for Tehran's approval to act against northern settlements in Israel. The group is reportedly bolstering its positions north of the Litani River. Also, 24 News, said earlier today that former President Trump described Iran's release of a detained American as a gesture of goodwill. This follows recent U.S. military strikes against Iran's strategic sites. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that an influencer, Adriana Minotas Rodriguez, has died during a cosmetic procedure at an unlicensed clinic. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes Iran has reportedly targeted U.S. military assets in Kuwait and Jordan. The IRGC claims these strikes focused on American personnel and communication systems. And finally, from the Times of Israel, Israel's latest military actions in Gaza reportedly killed 12 people, including Hamas police officers. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted minutes ago that Iran's military launched attacks on U.S. sites in Kuwait, Bahrain, and Jordan, targeting radar and defense systems. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, highlighted a statement from the Jordanian army. They report intercepting 8 Iranian missiles aimed at their territory this morning. David Keyes, commentator, shared an interesting anecdote about tennis players Jannik Sinner and Alexander Zverev, reflecting on their unique past connections. Now for more on those stories, starting with Hezbollah's latest moves. According to Walla, Lebanese political sources say the organization is strengthening its forward positions north of the Litani River as they await directives from Tehran. This strategic positioning indicates heightened tensions along the northern border, potentially affecting civilian life in adjacent Israeli settlements. Turning to the U.S.-Iran situation, 24 News reports that former President Trump called Iran's release of a detained American a gesture of goodwill. This development comes shortly after U.S. Central Command confirmed overnight strikes on Iranian military facilities. The evolving U.S.-Iran dynamics could significantly impact regional stability. Meanwhile, the tragic incident involving influencer Adriana Minotas Rodriguez has raised concerns about unregulated medical procedures. Israel Hayom reports she died following a cosmetic treatment at an unauthorized clinic. This highlights the dangers associated with illicit operations and the need for stricter regulatory oversight. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post indicates that Iranian forces targeted U.S. military sites in Kuwait and Jordan. The IRGC's actions come in response to recent U.S. strikes, escalating tensions between the two nations. The ongoing conflict poses significant risks for regional security. And finally, Israel's military operations in Gaza continue to have dire consequences. The Times of Israel reports 12 people were killed, including a family of 3. The military claims the strikes targeted a terror operative, but the loss of civilian lives underscores the ongoing humanitarian crisis in the region. On the economic front, first, CTech reports Google is integrating AI features into Waze to enhance navigation and personalize user experience. This move could revolutionize how drivers interact with maps in Israel and beyond. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a hygiene scandal at a Yohananof branch. A video of a cat eating chicken from a fridge has gone viral, raising questions about food safety standards. And finally, Globes reveals that Redis plans to lay off 80 employees in its Israel Development Center, a reduction of 27%. This significant downsizing reflects broader challenges in the tech industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.